You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. It's part two of my foraging trip with Juliana Olivers, aka Gathering Goodness on TikTok. This time we went to Drummonahan Woods, Remelton. And if you missed part one, you can get that back online on highlandradio.com or ourstoprotect.ie. I did not realise how many wild mushrooms there are in Donegal, which may have been naive. It wasn't until I was out with Julianne that I really noticed them all and all the different types and all the really similar ones but are very much different, which is very important to remember. But she showed me two beginner-friendly types.
So this is probably one of the best mushrooms for novice foragers, because obviously with mushrooms you have to be 100% sure of your ID. But with this mushroom here, this is called the hedgehog mushroom. And this is one of the first mushrooms I'd introduced to children, because they call it the Sonic the Hedgehog mushroom. And the reason they do that is because on the outer cap of the mushroom, it's kind of like this creamy pink color. But underneath, when you actually lift the mushroom up, it has these beautiful spines similar to that of a hedgehog. Normally where the gills would be, its fertile surface, instead of actually being gills, is actually these beautiful spines. So it's actually got many different names. It's called the wood urchin. It's also called the sweet tooth mushroom. And it's actually a gourmet edible. In France, they sell it in all the markets and they call it pied de mouton. I might be pronouncing it incorrectly, but it means the sheep's tooth. Sheep's foot. And I don't know why they call it a sheep's foot, because it doesn't, you'd have to use your imagination to think about it. But I think it's because it's cleft. But its Latin name is Haidum repandum, and it's a really good mushroom because it's sweet and it's very meaty, and it's also a very good mushroom for first time foragers. It's an easy mushroom to identify, but also it's quite tasty, and it's actually, I think it thrills kids too, because if you fry it up with a bit of butter and stuff, like, you can have hedgehogs on toast, which is kind of funny.
Mushroom is like almost a dangerous word to say in the kitchen, because if they figure out there's mushrooms in it.
Most children don't really like mushrooms, I think, but I think it's probably because of, like, they think of them being slimy maybe, or the texture of them. But it's really interesting with wild mushrooms. They do have a very different texture to the traditional mushrooms that you have. Yeah, they wouldn't have that slimy texture. Like, you know, they're more meaty. Like, you know, so if you put them into like a chicken stew or something, you wouldn't actually taste them. Or if you put them into an omelette, they don't have that same... They have a sweeter flavor to them, like, you know, but obviously you do have to be 100% of your ID, like, you know.
Yeah, because you can become very sick.
Yeah, exactly, if you eat the wrong mushroom.
Okay, so that was the sheep's foot. You can find a visual of that mushroom on Gathering Goodness on TikTok. I will also stitch her TikToks so that you can see them on the Highland Radio page, but that will be over the course of the week. The next mushroom is known as the winter chanterelle.
So these are the lovely gregarious winter chanterelles, and these mushrooms are found in the wintertime, as the name suggests. And they're a member of the famous chanterelle family, and they've got these little wrinkles or folds underneath their caps that resemble little smile lines, I think. And the actual cap, under the cap, is actually like this little tan colour, but the actual stipe of the mushroom is often yellow, and its actual Latin name is Craterellus tubiformis. And the reason it's called that is because when you actually tear the mushroom in half, there's a tube that's actually created through the centre of the mushroom. So that's why it's called tubiformis. It's got a hollow stem. This mushroom isn't very, you know, hasn't got a lot of body to it, but it's actually an amazingly tasty mushroom that is very savoury and has an umami flavour. And this mushroom is very, very common and actually often found in its thousands. And you can actually see it very commonly. Look, all the yellow. And these will actually get quite large.
While we were out and about, Julianne showed me another mushroom that is commonly confused with the winter chanterelle. It looks really like it. You could very easily go and pick the wrong thing.
See, that's this called jelly babies.
Okay.
And these are, they're very similar looking when they're young, but when you cut them in half, instead of being hollow, they're actually like jellyified. You see how they're like jellyified? Yeah. Whereas winter chanterelles will never be like that. But these never grow, and they also don't have gills under the cap. But some people mistake them for baby versions of the winter chanterelle, who wouldn't be really looking carefully because they see the yellow stipe and the different colour cap. So there could be some confusion there if you're not really, you know, very up on foraging.
So that was, I suppose, three mushrooms. That was the sheep's foot, the winter chanterelle, and the jelly babies, which are mistaken for the winter chanterelle.
Again, you can find visuals for these mushrooms and more on Gathering Goodness on TikTok. Please do not use this episode as a guide to identify these mushrooms, because you'll need to have a visual ID. We will attach links to more visuals on our tip sheet. If you do go out foraging, you must be responsible. And as Julianne always says, don't munch on a hunch and do your research, because this is simply an introduction to what you could do and what options are there if you decide to take up foraging. You can check that tip sheet out on our website, highlandradio.com, and on ourstoprotect.ie, and you can listen back to past episodes there too. Thanks to Niamh for producing and Julianne for having the chats with me. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.